The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
It started at 9 this morning, debates in the House of Representatives over two articles of impeachment concerning the President of the United States, Donald Trump. We have a lot of other stories to get to today, but this is the biggie. The World's Matthew Bell is going to start us off. So you've been following the debates today. How did the day begin, Matthew?
It began remarkably cordially, actually. There was a debate about the rules for today's debate, but in truth, they didn't really debate the rules because most of that got decided yesterday in a marathon session. That still took up the whole morning. The members used their time very quickly to start delivering their talking points and sort of the bottom line in the outlines on their respective cases for and against impeachment. The Democrats said that they've been forced into events by Donald Trump's actions, and the Republicans, again, asking, you know, why are we here? They said this has been a sham all along.
So once those rules were established, how did the debating actually proceed?
The clerk read aloud those full articles of impeachment, first on abuse of power, the second on obstruction of Congress. And then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set the tone for Democrats.
We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Pelosi said nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president. But she went on to argue that there was really no recourse because there is so much at stake.
If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy.
After that, Marco, members of each party were called on, and these statements are going to go on for the rest of the afternoon. They're each speaking for about 1 or 2 minutes. That's going to go into the evening, we expect, and there could be a vote around 7 p.m. Eastern.
If you had to identify themes in the statements from both the Democrats and Republicans, what have you been hearing?
So from the Republicans, they continued to characterize this whole impeachment process as led by the Democrats as unfair, unbalanced, unworthy even of serious consideration.
From the very moment that the majority party in this House won, the inevitability that we would be here today was only a matter of what date they would schedule it. Nothing else.
That's Ranking Member Doug Collins. He's from Georgia, part of his opening statement. He's referring to the Democrats' 2018 election victory, of course. Collins said that the Democrats have wanted to impeach Donald Trump from the very start of his first term, and that this was something that other Republicans continued to return to again and again today. They said the Democrats are afraid of Donald Trump. They can't beat him in 2020, so they're rushing into impeachment. Here's some more from Doug Collins.
The clock and the calendar are terrible masters. They do not care about anything except getting the time done and the calendar fixed. They do not care about facts. They do not care about time. And one day, the clock and the calendar will hang along this body in a very detrimental way.
The thing, Marco, that came through for me from the Democrats, they kept coming back to the idea, and we heard it from Nancy Pelosi there at the top, and this the idea that President Trump's actions represent a threat to American national security, as they put it. And that is spelled out in the whole story about Trump's asking the Ukrainian president to investigate the Bidens, et cetera, et cetera. Trump, they say, by doing this, has committed an impeachable offense, the exact kind of thing that the founders created impeachment for. Here's something from Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a Democrat from Texas.
First, President Trump violated his oath of office by placing his personal political interests above the national interest by scheming to coerce Ukraine into investigating a potential election opponent. Second, President Trump betrayed the nation by interest by withholding the congressionally agreed $391 million to a fragile ally against a very strong foe, Russia. Third, the essential purpose of the scheme concocted by the president was to enlist a foreign country to help in the 2020 election. These acts are constitutional crimes and abuse of power. The truth is, the president did ask for a favor. Those were his own words.
things, Marco, have been getting more and more contentious as they've gone along. It seems like they're really trying to convince the public, not each other, at this point.
The proceedings continue as we speak, and presumably for some hours to come. We'll stay across it and have more tomorrow on the show. The World's Matthew Bell, thanks a lot.
Thank you.